Fresh sprouts bring nutrients, life force, and variety to your meals. You'll be able to easily and inexpensively sprout a surprising style of seeds and grains in your kitchen using simple methods. This text explores the nutritional benefits of sprouts, the categories of sprouts you'll be able to grow, and their culinary uses, further as easy methods for growing them. Sprouts are a living food. They contain maximum vitality, or qi, since they continue growing until the instant we ingest them. Additionally, the sprouting process releases and breaks down the seed's nutrients, making them easier to digest and absorb. Raw sprouts also provide active enzymes, which are important for vibrant health. You can sprout several varieties of grains and seeds like sprouted mines. Sproutable grains include staples like barley, rye, oats, wheat berries, and rice, still, as popular alternative grains like buckwheat, kamut, spelt, amaranth, millet, quinoa, teff, and triticale. Sproutable seeds include vegetables like beans, green peas, lentils, broccoli, cabbage, corn, kale, mustard, onion, chives, garlic, radish, pumpkin, and watercress, similarly as herbs and grasses like anise, alfalfa, chia, clover, and fenugreek, and seeds like sesame and sunflower. Don't eat potato or tomato sprouts, as they're poisonous. Sprouts have a spread of culinary uses. Vegetable sprouts can lend a distinctive flavor to salads. Raw food enthusiasts can mix sprouted grains with other ingredients and dehydrate them to create raw bread, crackers, and cereals. Sprouted wheat berries can even be grown into wheatgrass and juiced into a nutrient-packed superfood. Consult an honest raw food cookbook for more details and plenty of creative possibilities. Sprouting in containers. Choose organic, non-chemically treated seeds for sprouting. Soak the seeds in a very wide-mouthed glass or ceramic jar or another container. Do not use metal, wood, or plastic, stuffed with room temperature or cold filtered water. The degree of water should equal a minimum of 2 to a few times the amount of the seeds. As a general rule, soak small seeds for 4 to 6 hours, and bigger seeds for 8 to 12 hours. Small seeds should just cover the underside of the container, bigger seeds should fill just 1/8 of the container. You'll purchase mesh sprouting lids or cheesecloth to suit over mason jars, or if you utilize a lidless bucket or bowl, place a colander upside down over the highest. After soaking the seeds, turn the container upside down and drain out the water. Rotate the jar to distribute the seeds evenly on the perimeters of the glass.